Well, suppose your children would be made up of boys and
girls.
All right. See now, if a woman is going to have a child, you say she's
going to have a bastard child.
No, but suppose she's married, but yet still
she's gonna have a baby.
Okay, what is the term would you call her?
A mother.
If she is going to have a child fairly soon.
I would say she's pregnant. She's gonna have a baby.
All right. Okay. All right, now if you don't have a doctor to deliver the baby, the woman you might send for is a what?
Midwife woman.
Is that another term that you might use?
Granny lady.
Okay. If a boy and his father have the same appearance, you say if the boy looks like his father.
Yes, I would say, well, he looked like his father, whether that is father. So he just like his daddy.
Okay, if a mother has looked after three children until they are grown up, you say she has done what for three children?
She was a good mother for three children.
But what did she do, though?
A good job.
Well, think about it in terms of this way. She had a hard life. Her husband died, and she...
But I would say, well, her husband died and left her with those kids. But she had a hard time trying to raise them up.
Okay. Now, this child has not been good. So you say if you do that again, I'll
spank you.
Okay. Now, suppose I was 5 inches taller than Danetta this year, and next year she might have gained some more, or might have gotten a little bit more taller than I was, so she had really
grown. I would say Danielle is really grown.
Okay, then. Now, a child that's born to an unmarried woman is a
bastard child.
Now, Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is a lot
lovelier. I would say Peggy is a lot lovelier child than Jane.
Your brother's son is called your
nephew.
And a child that's lost his father and mother is called a
mother's child.
A person appointed to look after an orphan is what? A person that takes care of a child after the mother something has happened to the mother or the father. What is that person called?
It's called a godmother. Godmother.
Okay.